Live and local sports talk with Matt Selesky. It's the third hour of The Way It Is on Fox Sports Show.
We had to scratch that one from the music bank. A little bad there. The opening was something else. But it is a live and local hour here with Matt Selesky, wrapping up the third hour. First 2 hours, The Way It Is. Myself and Stephen M. Smith with Touchdown Alabama Magazine. But now I'll keep you rocking for the next hour. We'll go into 5 o'clock. My main man, Jordan Campbell, he's in the building. He's back in the studio. He's going to join me here. We're going to talk some high school athletics. We're also going to talk some Braves baseball. And we do have the 11-year-old World Series or 11-year-old regional champions from Florence. They're here. They're in the house. They got the Bama gear on. Looking forward to those guys and their coach coming into the show here later in the hour. Still awaiting a few people out there. But that's what's on the docket for our final local hour today. And I haven't had Jordan on in a while. Jordan, welcome back in, buddy. Good to be with you.
First time here on the afternoon, Matt, yeah. In the morning.
Yeah.
Also known as The Way It Is.
I've kind of just called it the live and local hour with Matt Selesky.
I like it.
I feel like The Way It is just, it's more of the Alabama football 2 hours branded talk. And I feel like this branch is so far away from that it kind of needed its own lingo.
I like it. I think it gets right to the point. It tells exactly what it is. And all your high school and sports that aren't Alabama needs are taken care of right here. So if you're looking for more Alabama football, though, sorry, you got to wait till tomorrow, right?
We had a call come in right as we were going out for the day. But I'm sure we'll get back tomorrow. I'll look forward to that. But Jordan, it's always a pleasure to be with you, man. And I know Chuck's been unveiling our high school football schedule game. He hasn't put them all out there. I think he's only put a couple of them out there thus far. But we're not too far away. And I know you and Chuck are going to join me on the pregame show. And then you're going to head out and cover a game, do some Facebook Live and cover a game that way. This year, obviously, you have 6 coaches' shows to do, and you're going to be part of the SEC Saturday crew. Going to take over for Elliott Stevens. It'll be me, you, and Scott most weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I know some weekends Scott may be out and Chuck will be in. I'm sure we'll all have a week off we take, but I think that the core panel will be me, you, and Scott, so we'll have a lot of fun with that. So we got a lot coming up in the fall.
Yeah, man, we do, and I'm excited about it. You know, high school football is one of those times. Last year was the first time I got to help out with it here via the radio station, and I really enjoyed it. And my role is going to be a little different this year, but I'm more excited for it because I'll actually get to watch more of the games. Last year, I would go out. I did the tailgate, came and checked in with, you know, you and Jimmy and Greg in the studio. Well, this year, instead of that, we'll get to be more in-depth. You know, me knowing the coaches, doing 6 of the coaches' shows, you doing the other half of the coaches' shows, I'll be able to talk more about the coaches. We'll do that, you know, pre-recorded hour, live hour. I'm not sure how we're going to do that. And then I'll be more like a live look-in kind of guy on Friday night. Something's going on. There's a lull in your game. I've got some exciting action over at Deschler or wherever I'm at that night. Check in via Skype. It's going to be really cool. Chuck and the team here at Fox Sports Shows as a whole, we have a lot of cool things going down. And this is changing from your, you know, local little radio station who talks about high school sports every now and then to being, you know, we've been the sports leader for a while. It's becoming a powerhouse.
Yeah, we don't do wimpy sports.
We do not do wimpy
over
sports
here.
No way. We do it 100%.
And we like, you know, that there are stations that like wimpy sports, and there are also stations in the area that like guys on the air that have long passed their Social Security checks. We keep it fresh and energetic.
That's right.
Over here, that's for
right.
Sure. And I like when you said Chuck and the team. Well, me, you, and Chuck, we are the team.
That's right. Chuck and the team, baby.
So, you know, which somebody told me, they said, man, you guys get everywhere. And really, I took that as a compliment because it's like, you know, I mean, Elliot, obviously, hopefully we can welcome Elliot back in. He's just a tremendous play-by-play broadcaster. Did not leave on any bad terms, just took a position that where he works at night. So
got to make a little bit more money, too. So.
Absolutely. So he can't do that. But I know he was disappointed. I mean, he really wants to. I mean, I know he wants to have his career in sports play-by-play. And I think if he puts the work in, to promote himself. The talent certainly there, and the abilities there, and the deliveries incredible. But you know, we were not going to have him as much, or really or hardly at all, for the foreseeable future. But like I said, I know we'd love to welcome him back when the schedules work itself out. But
that's right.
But the fact that they made the comment, "You guys are everywhere," is really a big compliment to Chuck, myself, and you, Jordan, because it's not the biggest staff here, but man, we get out and about, and we do everything we can to cover all the high schools in the area that we can. And certainly I know I do a lot with UNA and their coaches, and I try to get to as many games and situations that they have over there as well.
Well, we don't do this for the paycheck. Obviously, if we did it for the paycheck, we'd have other jobs. We do this because we love the things going on in the area. You came to love the Shoals. I grew up in the Shoals. Chuck has come to love the Shoals. I was a member of, you know, high school athletics here in the Shoals area. So we all come from different backgrounds, different ways of things. Chuck has always been a radio guy, a radio personality. You played sports in high school. You're a competitive guy. I'm from the area. I played sports around here. And all we want to do is give these kids a chance to get the exposure that we wish we had when we were playing in school. And we're out there busting our butt every single day to make sure that you know who Jaleel Robertson is from Deschler. You know who Lazarius Decatur is from Brooks. That's what we're doing. Because these guys are the – and girls, Allie Craig Cruz from Lauderdale County, these are the athletes who make up the future of what you're going to have from here. You know, the future athletes coming through are going to look to the guys that are there now and be like, oh, I remember listening to that game on the radio when such and such hit that game winner. I remember when, you know, so-and-so threw that game-winning touchdown and Matt and Elliott were on the call. That's why we do this, because we want these kids to understand, hey, we care about what you're doing. And we want to make sports more competitive, because when you've got games of the week going on and it gets into playoff time, and we're letting our fans vote to see who we're going to cover that night. We want these guys to say, hey, we want to be on the radio. We need to get up here and support these guys, which means during these summer workouts that they're going through right now, whether it be for volleyball or football, it doesn't matter what the sport is. When it comes down to it, they're like, hey, I'm going to get one or two more reps in, because on that Friday night, the third or, you know, third round of the playoffs, I want to be the school that gets represented. So I've got to go out here and bust my butt now so that we can get the big time.
No doubt. We are hanging out with Jordan Campbell. I like to call him our utility man here at Fox Sports. Shoals does a little bit of everything. Also the host of the Ahead in the Count podcast. You can check that out on our brand new revamped, incredible website, foxsportsshoals.com. You can also check out the podcast. We're now podcasting a daily, putting up The Way It Is with myself and Steven from 2 to 4, and also the live and local portion here from 4 to 5 of Shoals Area Athletics. So check out all that. That's on the foxsportsshoals.com website. Brand new, revamped, and looking great over there. And, you know, going back to what you were saying, Jordan, I thought was kind of fun and unique is Coach Black told me, you know, when I was at the we were out there actually covering it together, doing some Facebook Live and some interviews with the kids and coaches at the big Lauderdale County Jamboree. And I think when you see that type of crowd for a spring jamboree, it tells you the passion for football and sports in our area. But Brad told me, I had him on the show, I kind of had all the Lauderdale County coaches on the show leading into the game, and he said, you know, I tell those guys, we're in the weight room and I give them pep talks. I'm like, you want to be mentioned by Matt on his morning show, and now that's going to be the afternoon show, but you want to be mentioned by Matt on the radio, keep working, because he's going to find the guys that are playing well.
That's right.
And I respect all the kids. Listen, if I don't call your name because you don't get in the game much, I want to be clear, I still have a lot of respect for you going out there every day, competing hard in practice, helping get the starters better, even if, you know, maybe your talent level is best is not its physical attributes, but you still want to be part of a team. So I respect that too, and I want to give everybody credit. But I'm also an advocate of the best players need to be mentioned the most. I'm not that big into participation trophies after the age of 7 or 8 years old. I'm all for them for a young age, but there comes a time where, you know, I want to see the guys that are the best win.
The amount of work that you put in is the amount of fame you get out of it.
And listen, I didn't always get a lot of trophies. I did get an honorable mention one time on a all region list, not all state. Nobody knew who I was in the scheme of things. But hey, you know, but that's all right, because I also played next to a guy that went on to play at Alabama State, was incredible left tackle, and it was like, hey, you know, this guy needs to be mentioned more than me, because
right.
he's done more for this team than
that's
I have.
Right.
As far as helping us win ball games. But everybody's important, and we certainly like and cherish everybody that's out there working. And it's going to be fun. And by the way, we will be live for our Fox Sports pregame show, as Jimmy O's done it the last 3 years. I was actually on it with Jimmy about halfway through the 2014 season. That's when I got introduced here to Fox Sports Shoals. And then the last 2 years, it's been Jimmy O. Greg DeWalt's chimed in as well. And then, you know, after that, me and Elliot would take over to the games. Jordan, you were doing the tailgate. Just revamping a lot. Nina's still going to be on the tailgate. But Big Farley, we know Big Farley's a fun guy. He's our Kix 96 country music sister station morning guy. He's absolutely hilarious, and he loves the game of football as well. He's going to be out there with Nina, me, you, and Chuck. We'll start it off here in studio live. And then Greg DeWalt's still going to come in and chime in with us as well. And then you'll be out doing a game. Chuck will have a game. Jimmy O and Ronnie Louie, former coach in the area, he's going to be doing the color commentary. So we'll have a great crew calling the games on Friday nights. And then we'll wrap it up. I'll come back in here and take us home to 11 o'clock. So, man, you talk about a Friday afternoon from 2 o'clock, from the way it is with me and Steven, and the 4 o'clock local hour here, and then the 5 to 6:40 pregame for football, 6:40 to 9 plus 9:30 whenever our game's over, and then postgame to 11. Jordan, that's 9 hours of local content right here on Fox Sports Shoals every Friday starting in the fall.
That's right. Don't get us confused for FS1. Even though our content is going to be just as good. Don't get us confused.
Somebody, it was so funny. Somebody called the station one day, and we gave away some ticket. I can't remember what the ticket was. But I said, tell me who made you a winner. He said, Fox Sports 1. My favorite, though, I had another guy say one time, I said, tell us who made you a winner. He said, 1340. I said, well, somebody's listening to the AM dial.
That's right. 1340, that's right.
So check us out there. Well, folks, it is 4:17 right now. We're going to talk a little Braves baseball. Jordan once again, he is the host of the Ahead in the Count podcast. You could find on our website, foxsportsshoals.com. And the Braves have been playing a lot better baseball lately. So the last couple of years we've talked Braves baseball, it's been a little gloom and doom. Well, I don't think they're ready to win a World Series. Certainly starting to go in the right direction. We'll dive into that next. Keep it right locked right here, live and local with Matt Selesky. We're back. We are live here, live and local with Matt Selesky from 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Always a pleasure to have you along for the ride. With us still to come, we're going to hang out with the 11-year-old Florence baseball team who went down there with 9 players. Couldn't make a substitution unless they made a pitching change and had to change that guy out for another fielder. Went down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi in the regional championships, won it, won the state championship, a regional championship, and they'll be playing and the World Series, the Cal Ripken World Series next year. We're so proud of those guys. And we're going to talk to a large majority of the players that were able to make it. We'll also talk with the coach. That's still to come on this live and local hour here on Fox Sports Shoals Radio. But right now, my main man, Jordan Campbell, still hanging out with me, as I like to call him, our utility man here in Fox Sports Shoals. And he is the host of the Ahead in the Count podcast. You can find that on our website at foxsportsshoals.com. Jordan, the Braves have been playing a little better baseball lately. You know, the last couple of years, I mean, I think last year we went through 2 weeks where we talked about the farm system because that was the most positive thing you could possibly think about. But now, well, I don't think they're ready to make the playoffs this year. Boy, they certainly are going in the right direction.
Well, out of the All-Star break, they played very well. They beat a very, very talented team. They swept the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are probably going to make a playoff spot this year, probably going to win a wild card spot out in the National League West. They're in second place. And they swept those guys. It was really exciting to see them come in and beat a team that you know is really, really good. Well, they just played the Cubs in a 3-game series and got swept. And this was really the series that I looked at it. I think most Braves fans looked at it. Most people looked at it and said, this is the series that we determine how good the Braves actually are. The Cubs and the Braves had very similar records at that time. You know, the Cubs had some highs and some lows, but they've been really consistent at being inconsistent was the best way that I heard it described by Ben Zobrist himself. And they go out and they get swept. The starting pitching wasn't all that great. Pitching as a whole wasn't all that great. We didn't drive in a whole lot of runs. And it showed me, hey, look, it's been fun to watch this season. We're not going to compete for a wild card spot.
Jordan, we got a call coming in right now. Let's go to the phone lines. You are live. What's happening?
Yeah, I want to talk to that new fella about the way it is.
He is on from 2 to 4 p.m. every day. He is not on right now.
Yeah, from 2 to 5.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna work on fixing that. I go local with Shoals Area Sports from 4 to 5 p.m. every day. He's on from 2 to 4.
Okay, so I can call back in tomorrow.
I'd love to have you call in.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. As you were, Jordan.
He said that new guy on the way it is. This is my first time being here. Did he want to talk to me?
You know, maybe I missed that one, but the way it is really ends at 4 o'clock.
I don't think you wanted to talk to me. I'm an Auburn fan anyway, so back to my wheelhouse, the Braves. You know, there's a few things that this team really needs to get in order. They're not going to compete for a wild card spot. They need to go ahead and trade away some of these guys, get them to some contending teams that are later, since they're later in their years. Brandon Phillips is a guy. He probably got maybe 2 years left to be a productive major league player. He's not going to be great, but they could trade him to a team that's a contender, maybe get a couple prospects back for him. Jaime Garcia, another guy they could trade. Matt Adams is a guy they could trade who he's had a really good season so far in Atlanta. And I would be fine if they traded Julio Teheran. I know a lot of people may look at that and say, no, we need to hang on to Julio. But if you can get a prospect haul back for Julio, go ahead and do it. Because right now, at the trade deadline, the number one asset that you can have if you are a team that's selling is good starting pitching. Julio Teheran has struggled in SunTrust Park this year, and it's a bandbox, so he's always going to struggle.
We got another phone call coming in. We had another phone call.
2-4.
Yeah.
Unless you want to talk the Braves, you could call right now.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, people call and talk Shoals area sports. I tell you, though, what was funny, much Shoals area content as we do, there was a lot of, I remember over the summer, man, we were talking NBA finals. It was always happening, not much. Man, I was getting blown up every morning with some NBA thoughts on NBA.
People love to talk about the NBA.
All right, we'll check the phone lines again. Good afternoon.
Hey, I want to talk sports talk with a new fella.
He is on from 2 to 4 p.m. every day, 2 to 4 p.m., so check him out from 2 to 4. Well, there's an ad that said 2 to 5, and it's really 2 to 4, so we need to get that fixed. Maybe they saw that. But 2 to 4. But certainly, man, we're excited to have Stephen M. Smith, Touchdown Alabama Magazine, from 2 to 4, you know, so we encourage you to call in and hang out. But that will be from 2 to 4 o'clock.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know what? I've listened to the show a few times here and there when I've gotten a chance to. I really like the dynamic of the way your show works. I know that we're not here to talk about the way it is, but if you haven't heard it, you need to check it out. 2 to 4. Steven knows what he's talking about when it comes to Alabama football. He knows the ins and outs, the technical sides of things. But if you're all about high school sports, what's going on in the Shoals area, more back to what Matt in the Morning was like, 4 to 5 is where you need to be right here. I mean, that's what we do is we talk high school sports because we are as good at high school sports as Steven is at Alabama football. Because we just know it. We just know these things. We're in these communities. We know these kids. So, you know, obviously any phone calls, always appreciated. But right now, I'm excited to talk about Braves baseball and high school sports and things like that.
Yeah, me too. I'll tell you what's funny. I literally plugged the phone line from 2 to 4 o'clock. I plugged the phone line from 2 to 4 o'clock 15 to 20 times. And I don't think I got one call today, maybe no calls. And as soon as we go into the 4 or 5 o'clock hour, I haven't mentioned the phone line and it blows up.
I think most people are getting off work at 4. You know, they're actually getting off work at 4 o'clock and they're like, I know that new show's on. I want to talk Alabama football.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And we do it 2 hours every day with other SEC content mixed in. I want to jump back over to something here. And this happened last night. We were talking some Braves baseball. Well, before we get to that, I'm going to get one final thought from you, Jordan. Let's get one final thought here.
Okay.
The Braves right now, 3 games under .500, and to me, that's from what I expected this season was not much. Maybe a little better than last year, but I didn't think a lot better. What's your overall thought right now with the Braves in moving forward? Can they finish above .500?
I think the possibility of them finishing above .500 is real. But I don't think it's probably likely, especially seeing if they stand pat at the trade deadline and bring up a couple of these young prospects in the September call-ups, they may be right around 500 at the end of the season. But as it stands right now, I expect them to be sellers before July the 31st. And if they're sellers, I mean, you're going to bring up some of the young guys and let them struggle. That's what you're going to have to do. So I it's a possibility that they do end up above 500. But in reality, I'm thinking a few games under, 5 or 6 games under .500 is probably where they're going to be.
Last night, All-Star game played down in Montgomery, and our good friend Brant Llewellyn, he was the executive coach over the North boys and girls team. He just kind of kept everybody moving in line. He's usually been a sideline coach. But I had him on a couple days ago. He really enjoyed his experience down there. But the North girls were able to win last night. And Allie Craig Cruz from Lauderdale County, a part of that. Taylor Akerson from Deschler, a part of that team as well. And Carly Sledge, a player we did cover at Deschler, but she has transferred to Hazel Green. And we'll cover her by default, playing in the same area as Muscle Shoals and Florence, but she certainly left our local coverage area. So two of our players from the Shoals playing in that game, and boy, you have to be excited. They won that one 76-67, and Allie Craig Cruz had 11 points last night to help the team win. She was 3 of 6 from the field, including a three-pointer. She had 4 boards, 3 assists in 15 minutes. And then Akerson did play, but did not tally any statistics in the ball game.
I want to ask you a couple questions because you and I have both seen these girls play, and it's about the girl. We didn't have any boys from the Shoals area represented. So when you think of a couple of these players, for example, like an Allie Craig Cruz, what NBA player would you compare her game to? I mean, is there anybody that jumps off the page?
Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to compare men to women. I mean,
I understand. It's a different game. It's a different game.
I feel like I could compare her to a woman, a female player.
Let's do a WNBA.
Elena Delladon.
Okay. So that's high praise. I mean, she's one of the greatest WNBA players of all time.
Yeah, she's still probably, I don't know, 5 years in, 6 years in, but she's up there every year. She's an incredible player. There's nothing the girl can't do. That's what I love about Allie Craig Cruz. First, she's just got a fantastic family. Got to know her mom and her dad over the years. They always come up and say something nice, and just some great people out there, and spending a lot of time with Brant, the head coach. I call him a legendary coach. He tells me I'm the legend. I'm thinking, well, let me win 8 state championships, and you can call me that. But Allie's just such a versatile player. I mean, she is the epitome of what you would call the modern day stretch four.
Oh, definitely.
She can take her game inside. She can drop step. She can post up. She can shoot over the top from there. She can step outside and hit the three. She cuts well. She's got nice hands with the ball. She can bring the ball up. She does tend to favor her right hand more than her left hand. But she can do a lot of things. She has a lot of variety in her game, and it's fun to see that variety come out. And she's got a lot of skill. Defensively, I have seen her play good players that have taken it to her. Chelsea Leach, I remember, really took it to her one night when they beat Lauderdale County by double digits, kind of a surprise to everybody last year. Chelsea's a great player in her own right, and if her team had a little bit more success, she may be playing these games. I hope next year when she's a senior, she may get an opportunity. Well, I don't know. I think with that point, you're kind of on to college and you don't get to play in them. So unfortunately, she may have missed the boat on that. But anyways, Jordan, I just think she's a great offensive player. Defensively, she does great at this level because she out-athletes and out-physicals most of the girls. But I have seen the better competition give her a lot of problems. Carly's giving her some problems when she was at Deschler. So I think she's going to have to continue to give that effort and work hard on the defensive end. But offensively, she's as versatile a player as you could find anywhere. She's got a desire to win, a will to win. And it was really heartbreaking to see her just break down in tears after that loss last year. But for a team that's won all their state championships, you can only feel so bad for somebody that doesn't win another one. But what it showed me is, even though she is a ninth grader and as a sophomore, she won state titles as a starter on that team. You looked at her last year, and really she became the full feature piece with the Wallens moving on. And to see how much that devastated her not to be able to win another title or at least move on to Birmingham and have that chance told me that she's gritty, she's a winner, and watch out for that girls' team next season. That's all I can tell you.
We always think there's positives that can come out of negatives. I mean, there have to be. You know, she's been a type of player that her entire career at Lauderdale County, she's always feasted. Well, last year, she didn't get to feast as much as she wanted to. So maybe that hunger, I'm not saying that she didn't want to win, but maybe that hunger, that desire, that knowledge that she had never had before, this is what it feels like to lose when you know you can do better. I'm expecting big things from her next year.
Yeah, me too. And Taylor didn't score, but Taylor's a very special player in her own right, Jordan. The girl can really fill it up.
She's
fast,
shoot
the basketball. She's fair. She's silky smooth. Just a very talented player. I don't know how much she played. There was no minutes, so I don't know how much she got to play. But, hey, that's one of those things, too. When you go down there, Jordan, and you're playing these all-star games, you got to go out there and compete to earn your playing time.
That's right.
And you know, maybe she didn't just get a ton of playing time because of it. But one thing I've thought about Taylor, another great family. Met her mom just once or twice. Her dad's the superintendent out there for Deschler City School, or Tuscumbia City Schools, excuse me. And just a great family, and she's a great player. But I've noticed that she plays really well when they're well ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, last year she really struggled to shoot the ball in the championship game against Madison Academy. So I'd like to see her now, especially with Carly gone, with Nicole gone. She's the best player on that team now. Where talent-wise, I thought she probably had more physical skills than Nicole.
Right.
But Nicole was just such a tough leader, well-rounded player. And then Carly's just had the physical size that you can't teach. I don't like to always rank who's the best player, but she was really more the third option on that team. And even though she was a good option and had big games, there's no doubt going into this year, even though there's still good players on that team, Taylor will be the focal point. She will be the go-to player. I want to see how she performs now that she's the go-to player and not somebody that just can take advantage of mismatches when, you know, their other great players are doing so well.
Well, I mean, obviously she's putting in the work going, playing in this All-Star game this summer. Like I say, I expect big things from her. You know, being the leader the first time can be tough. Second time around, your senior year after a loss. I mean, if that doesn't motivate you, what else will?
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we expect that. And by the way, even though we didn't have any boys players from this area playing in the All-Star game, the North boys did win as well. 74-64, the boys won, and 76-67, the girls won. So it sounded like two competitive
North
games.
North side, baby, North side.
You know, I'll say, and I love,
because you're from South, right?
Well, I am, but I got to represent the North now.
North side, baby.
Because I never forget. This is where I live. This is who I cover. I'll say this, and I know some of my football, actually, a lot of my football buddies that are coaches here wouldn't get mad at me. They'd probably agree with me. If the South All-Star team, if the South North play,
That's outside.
Good luck. I'll tell you that. But basketball, when I think of the hotbed for basketball in this state, I think of Birmingham and Huntsville.
Yeah.
When I think of the hotbed for football, and I'm not just saying it because I'm there, USA Today put out a story a couple years ago that per capita, more players from the Mobile metropolitan area go to the NFL per capita than anybody else in the country, in the world for that matter. There's really some elite talent down there. So I would go South for football. I'd go North for basketball. And I'd stay North for baseball. I think the Shoals area. And obviously Birmingham and Huntsville and Mobile's got good players. There are good players everywhere, but I think the Shoals area, and even if you creep over to Hunt, you know, to Decatur and
Moulton,
down to Coleman,
if you go down towards Moulton,
and Coleman's always got a state championship type team. Russellville, they're kind of just south of the Shoals. I think this little quadrant, I guess you could say, probably produces the best baseball talent in the state, and some of the best baseball talent you're going to find in the country.
Yeah, the baseball programs around here, I've said it, you know, from the first time I got on air and we started talking about high school baseball, the baseball talent around here is the greatest talent that we've got as far as our boys' sports. I mean, there's good football players, there's good basketball players, but there's nothing like the amount of talent you get with baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. It's incredible. Well, Jordan, my man, it's a pleasure to have you back. Look forward to having you every Thursday. You can be with me. We'll talk a little Braves baseball through the summer. We'll start to talk more high school. We're kind of got a hybrid tour. We'll tell more details about that. I know you'll be a big part of that. I'll be in studio because of the afternoon show move, but we'll start to really get into some high school football, start to preview some teams as we make our way to the season. And, you know, even though I mentioned Jimmy O and Ronnie Louie, who I'm so glad to have Ronnie with us calling our games on Friday night, Jordan, we're going to open the season on a Thursday. Me and you'll be out there. I'll take over play-by-play duties. You'll slide into the color seat there, and we'll have a big game on Thursday to open up. Sheffield at Wilson. You know, Coach Hubstetler, Coach Brown, two great coaches, two great men, and we're going to have one heck of a battle to get this season started.
Yeah, you know how good Sheffield has been before, and you know how good, you know, Coach Brown's teams are coached. I'm excited about it. High school football season, I was out the other day. There's always a point for most people who are fans of high school football. I was out the other day. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening, and I could smell grass, and I thought high school football season's right around the corner. Yeah. Nobody was cutting grass around me, though, so I don't know if I was having a stroke or what. I don't know what was going on, but it was around the corner.
Sometimes, don't the seasons just pass? I mean, I remember me and you sitting out there calling that. The Brooks-Russellville was our best game of the year, bar none, and what a great win for Brooks. But the Central Wilson game, the score got away late, but that thing was just so tight. Pitcher's duel. Was it Hunter Rhodes?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the lefty's name there for Central? I'm losing his name.
I can't think of it either.
I feel so bad. He's such a great pitcher, a good kid. It'll come to me as soon as I get off the air. But we were out there calling that game out at Wilson High School, man. And it really, in some ways, it feels like it was the other day.
That's right.
And it was what, in early April?
Yeah, long time ago.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So
it really is. But hey, that's the thing about being a high school sports radio station is once the season starts going, it's rolling all the way to the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we basically got two slow months out of the year, and the rest of the time it's pick up and go, pick up and go, pick up and go. And that's why I love it.
Absolutely. Jordan, thank you so much, buddy. We're going to take a timeout right now. I see some little Alabama baseball players out there in the lobby. We're going to bring those fellas on live. And the coach, we're going to talk to the 11-year-old group who won a state championship and a regional championship from Florence here. Some great coaches, great kids. And they're going to be playing in the Cal Ripken World Series next year. That's coming to you next right here. Keep it on the Live and Local Hour with Matt Selesky.
Send us back to the sun. And I know.
All right, folks, we're back, and it is the Live and Local Hour with Matt Selesky here from 4 to 5. And this is some of my favorite stuff to do is when we get some local kids in here that are working hard and some great coaches and get to highlight their great achievements. And we got the 11-year-old group, the state champions, the regional champions, and these guys are going to the Cal Ripken World Series next year. And glad to have these guys in. We're going to start off with the coach here, Coach William Hill. Coach, good afternoon to you, buddy.
Hey, good afternoon to you as well, Mark.
Matt. That's all right, man. You know, I've been called a lot worse than Mark. I can promise you that. So, but listen, man. So, you know, I had Randy on the show, Parks and Recs director on Monday. He's so proud of you guys. I saw all the Facebook posts come out and it's just a great facility to have over at Florence. It's just incredible. And then you guys don't even know if you're going to be able to make the trip. You got families on vacation. You don't know if you're going to have enough kids. Well, it takes 9 guys to play baseball. You guys went down there with 9 guys, and you didn't just go down there and play hard and compete. You went down there, and you won this thing, man. How special is that?
It was unbelievable. I think one of the most special things about this particular tournament and tournament win was that everybody contributed. I mean, it was obviously a group effort. Having 9 kids in a tournament of a span of 4 days, 7 games is not the easiest thing to do, but we stayed hydrated thanks to the parents and the grandparents that kept our coolers full, and the kids just gained energy as the tournament went on, and we stayed mentally strong, and I couldn't be more proud of a great group of kids.
For you being the coach and seeing these guys come in like you mentioned, the energy's growing, the belief's growing, what's that feeling like for you?
Well, it's great to see. I think, Matt, one of the things that really carried us in this tournament was we stayed mentally strong. I saw, for example, when we played Meridian, which was probably the best hitting team in the South, our kids felt like if they ran the pitch count up on their best pitcher, it was a success. And we struck out a lot. But when we came back to the dugout, a lot of our kids, if we made that particular pitcher throw 5 or 6 pitches, it was a win. And so I think staying mentally strong and not being defeated, one thing that was different from us and the other team was when they struck out or something negative happened to them, they appeared defeated. And you could see that through their body language. And our kids, came to scratch and fight and claw and do everything they could. They didn't know things were stacked against them. They don't know anything but to win. And so I couldn't be more prouder of the way they carried themselves, and the way they represented the city of Florence and the Sportsplex and the great group of people in this community that supported us.
Speaking of that Sportsplex, I got a text come in from Randy Burns, and he told me to tell his guys how much he loved them. So I got to pass that message along to everybody in the room. It's been great for me to get to know Randy in the last 6 months, and he just does a phenomenal job. Got a real passion for what he does and for the kids. And, you know, I want to talk about one award. We always like to talk about the champion, and that's what I guess we all strive to do. But when you can win a sportsmanship award, it says a lot about your character. And I say all the time, I really believe this, is that a lot of guys can only be able to play sports for so long. Few of us are going to make a lot of money doing it and get to live our life that way. But, man, you can develop the right character. I think team sports does that like nothing else. It's going to really carry you. And I know these are some young men, but to win a sportsmanship award and you being the coach here, that's got to be something very special just to be a part of and know that we're not just putting good baseball players on the field. We're putting good kids out there.
Matt, absolutely. And I think, obviously, it starts with parents at home. I mean, these kids come from good homes and have great parental guidance. And, we have I feel comfortable in our leadership from the administrator at the Sportsplex on down. We have great coaches that are not only good coaches but good examples for these kids. They're great leaders on and off the field. Obviously, we don't have these kids all year. We play in a league with multiple coaches. I can't say enough about all the great coaches and the great leaders that put time and energy in these kids to create the product we had on the field this past week. So, obviously we'd like to think that we played a part in that for the time we had with them, but it just doesn't start an all-star season. It starts early on, and winning that sportsmanship award was something special, as you can see. And if you didn't have an opportunity, please go to Facebook and watch Randy Burns run away from these kids. But it was an awesome feeling, awesome experience. I was so pleased with the way they conducted themselves, how they responded to things on and off the field, and again, that was mirrored in the stands. And a wonderful time. It was a wonderful time.
Well, Coach Hell, it sounds like you did a fantastic job, and I know that you want to give credit to the kids and the families, and shows your humility, but I know you did a great job, and thank you so much for coming on the show with
us. Thank you, Matt. We really appreciate what you do for us as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and it's a real pleasure for me. We got a couple more coaches, and we're going to get to the kids, but let's talk with Coach Tingle. We got two Coach Tingles in here, and I think I got Kevin Tingle here now.
Yes, sir, Matt. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Coach?
Good.
Now, watching this team and going down there, I'm going to kind of take you through some of the questions we went through with Coach Hell there. You go down there with nine kids. My thought process would be, well, good luck. But instead, you come back as a regional champion, and now you got a group you could take to the Cal Ripken World Series.
Yeah, we knew going down with nine, it was going to be a difficult process and keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully nobody got injured or hurt. But we didn't want to use that as an excuse or anything. We just were committed to the nine that we took down there, and what we talked about was just going out on the field and playing, and what happens, and that's what they gave all the credit to the kids. I mean, it was a grind for those nine kids, and they came out on top.
Coach, you've been around baseball a long time. Where does this rank for one of the most special experiences for you as a coach?
Well, coaching in high school and then at the college level, and then coaching at the Sportsplex with these kids. We won a conference championship up at Columbia State when I was coaching there, but I think this was more special than that, because for these guys, they went undefeated in the invitational tournament. They went undefeated in the district tournament. They went undefeated in the state tournament.
Wow.
And we didn't lose a game until the third game of pool play in the Southwest Regional. But to see what we started with and all of it come together, and just the work and effort and the grind that we put in, this was very special.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That's absolutely awesome. I tell you what, I get the pleasure of getting to call and cover local high school sports and local sports here in the area, and I got a lot of good young men to look forward to here in the next few years. No doubt about that. But listen, man, congratulations. I'm glad you had such a great time, and thank you for coming by.
All right, thank you.
We got another Coach Tingle. We got the son here. He's part of the coaching staff as well. Now, you got to help me out again, buddy. What's your name?
Justin.
Justin. I was going to call you William. That's why I asked. Well, Justin, how old are you, man?
I'm 19.
Yeah, I could tell you were a little young. Not too young, but I could tell you were still a little young. But is this something you want to do? Do you want to become a coach?
Man, I would love to become a coach. I mean, working with these kids, watching Dad, growing up around Dad at the college level, high school level, baseball's in my blood. And I would love to follow Dad's footsteps, go to the college level just as far as I'm able to go with baseball.
Well, you're a state champion. You're a regional champion, my man. So you're off to the right start. And even you're still a young guy. You're 19 years old, Justin. What did these young fellas teach you?
I mean, these kids have taught me a lot. I mean, they taught me to always keep the fun in the game. I mean, things can't always get too serious. I mean, all these guys, I have a little brother on the team, but to me, all these guys are my little brothers. I mean, I got their backs no matter what. And when we got challenged in pool play, I looked out there and we were stressed as coaches with some of the decisions we had to make. And I looked out there, these kids are smiling, having fun. It just reminds you to keep the fun in the game, that baseball is always a youth game. You got to have fun doing it.
Yeah, and that's great stuff, man. I tell you, it's so funny how we go through our day to day and you get a little stressed about this or that, man. Some kids can kind of bring it back into reality for you. It's not that serious.
Absolutely.
I got to ask you, though, man. I'm seeing the Bama gear, you know. I mean, I know y'all are representing the state of Alabama. There is a school in the state that wears orange and blue, but I'm not seeing that orange and blue, man. I'm seeing that maroon. So we all Tide fans in here?
I think we have one guy in here that is two guys that are Auburn fans.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I know we have Auburn fans in the area, but I've come to, after living here 4 years, I've realized this is certainly Crimson Tide country up this way.
Absolutely.
Justin, thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Had a great experience. You bet. All right, guys. They're pumped up. They're excited over there. I'm seeing some smiles, so we're going to start going down the list. Mr. Alex Thigpen, we got to talk to you, buddy. Either mic you want to go to. You're going to be good to go. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Yeah, you look pretty happy over there, man. You feeling like a state champion?
Heck yeah, man.
So tell us, man, you go down to Hattiesburg, and I know the trip. We weren't even sure it was going to happen because of the numbers, but you go down there. What was that experience like as you guys started to win games?
Oh, it was great. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we made it happen, and We all came together and we put some W's up and felt good.
Now, is that F on your hat? Is that a Florence hat?
Yes, sir.
So you represent Alabama, you represent Florence, man. You're covering all the bases.
Yes, sir. But actually, I lost my Alabama hat before I came.
It was a hat by default, folks. Not the way it was planned. What position do you play?
Well, I play a bit of everything. Pretty much pitcher, first base, and some of outfield.
Pretty tall kid. I thought first base may be the answer, but if you're playing outfield and pitching too, you must be a good athlete, man.
I would like to think so.
There you go. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on the mic. We're gonna keep moving here. We got Miles Edwards. Miles, where you at, buddy? Miles, not quite as tall. Coach Hell has to lift the microphone up for Alex, and we put it back down for Miles. Miles, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
You excited to be here, man?
A little nervous.
Hey, I get nervous every day, but I still talk for 3 hours. But all right, man. So what was it like going down to Hattiesburg and playing with your buddies?
It was cool until we started that Biloxi game we lost, and I was like, oh no, we're not going to do too good. Then we started winning in in tournament play, and I was like, okay, we got this. And then we beat Meridian, and I was like, okay, we're good.
As long as you're good, man. And when you guys won that state championship, you're already state champions, when you won the regional championship, tell me, man, what was going through your mind? What was that feeling like for you?
Nervous.
Nervous when you won?
Oh, not whenever we won. I was excited.
Okay. Yeah, the nerves are gone once you win, man. You got some buddies back there cutting up and having a good time, man. Well, let me talk to them next. Miles, good to talk to you. Okay, buddy? All right. Next up, we got Ryland Hell. And now I'm starting to think Ryland and Coach Hell could be related here. Is that right? Ryland, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Hey, you got a good voice there, young man. You may want to look at a career in radio. Well, let me ask you this. We're going to start off with something different. Your dad's the coach. What's it like playing for your dad?
Well, I've always played for my dad. I can't really compare.
Well, you know, he's got a lot of kids out here to coach. Does he coach you a little harder, or does everybody get coached the same?
The same, a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Ryland, what position do you play?
I play a lot of right field and third base.
So you kind of move a little bit to the outfield and the infield. And when you only have nine guys, everybody's got to do a little bit of everything out there. How much fun did you have on the trip, Ryland?
I had a lot of fun, you know, going down, playing with friends, and winning a regional championship.
That's what it's all about, man. You are a champion. You'll always be a champion. And good luck to you next year, okay, buddy?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryland. All right, coming up next, we got Jackson Tingle. Jackson, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Is that dad and older brother in the room?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's not too hard to put these families together here. Jackson, as Ryland talked about, he said, I got to play with my friends. Let's talk about that some. You know, it's fun to go out there and play baseball. It's fun to go out there and compete. What's it like when you look around and you're playing with a bunch of your good buddies?
It's just like the best feeling in the world when you just go down there and win it with them.
And when you won it, did you run around, you hug everybody?
Yes, sir.
Did you find Randy and hug him too?
Well, no, I just sprayed water.
Well, tell me this, man. What position did you play? A little bit of everything as well?
Just second base.
So you're you know your position. You're locked in.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, listen, Jackson, congratulations, man. And I can't wait to talk about this World Series next year. All right, we got one more guest here. I want to make sure I get it right, so help me out. Is it Makai Johnson?
Yes, sir.
All right. I was going to say Mackie, and I said, I don't think you're going to be Mackie, so we'll go with Makai. All right, Makai, you're hanging out with these guys, and I can tell these guys like to cut up, man. They're cutting up in the studio. When you guys are out there playing baseball, y'all having fun? Y'all laughing and joking?
Yes, sir.
Who's the funniest guy in the room?
Alex.
No doubt. They all pointed to Alex there. Well, you're down there, and once again, you know, you guys only had nine guys, so nobody could even really take any time off. Everybody had to play a bit. What was it like playing with these guys? How much fun did you have?
It was like the best feeling ever. It was really great.
You know, I'm kind of hearing that theme with you guys, the best feeling ever. I mean, to be at such a young age and to get these experiences, it's got to be something that, even though you're young and maybe you'll realize it when you're older, but it feels like these are memories you're going to carry on forever and ever, man.
Yes, sir.
You looking forward to playing the World Series next year?
Yes, sir.
You guys going to win the World Series next year?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys going to win the World Series next year?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we are all so very proud of you here, and we can't wait to see what the future has in store. But, man, you guys, state champions, regional champions, sportsmanship award winners, and I tell all you guys, that is something very special. And be just as proud of that as any game you'll ever win. So congratulations, guys, okay?
Thank you.
All right, coaches, thank you guys so much for coming in as well. That was the 11-year-old Florence team and their coaches. They won the state championship for the 11-year-old group. They won the regional championship. The reason they're waiting until next year is they don't play 11-year-old World Series. It's a 12-year-old. So they'll be playing the Cal Ripken World Series, the 12-year-old group, next year. And we're all excited for those guys, and we're expecting big things and just so happy for all their successes. But I'm looking at the clock here, and I got to go at 5 o'clock, and it's 5 o'clock. So thank you guys for tuning in with me. Want to thank this group of guys. Want to thank Jordan Campbell for being on with me as well. You guys have a great Thursday. Tomorrow, 2 to 4, myself and Stephen M. Smith for The Way It Is, and I'll be live and local with local sports from 4 to 5 o'clock. I'll see you then.